on this episode of The Commercial Break.
I would be pissed if I was on a cruise, too, and all of a sudden we're off schedule because some idiot jumped off. We're circling around in an eight.
Chrissy Hoadley, dial 1-800-EMPATHY for Chrissy Hoadley.
I normally have a lot of empathy.
I'd be pissed if I was late to Taco Maco or Cabo San Lucas because some fucknut decided to fall off a cruise ship. So all of this food talk and all of this food stuff happening around the house made me think about something we talked about a month ago, but I never went back to it. Our dear friend and fantastic chef Boyardee, if you will.
That's a good one.
Chef Boyardee, Frank B. Break open your eggs, get your can opener, your tuna, run down to the Whole Foods, look for some ripe avocados, get an onion, slice it up, slice and dice. Before you know it, it's 12:30 in the afternoon and you've missed an entire day of work at the salon suite. That's my way. That's the Frankie B way. The Frankie B method to sales and success.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
Out of The Commercial Break. I'm Brian Green. This is my dear friend and co-host, Chrissy Hoadley, affectionately referred to as just Hoadley. If you don't mind, best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. How the hell are you? Thanks for joining us on yet another episode of this, The Commercial Break. The only one you'll ever need, guaranteed. Fast and furious. Here we go.
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy jumps off a cruise ship. There's like an epidemic of people jumping off of cruise ships.
Yeah.
Have you seen this?
No, but I just was listening to something the other day about somebody that discovered the nautical miles of how people float into the ocean.
Well,
that helped them save some people that jumped off.
I told you, there's like a whole class online. There's a guy who is like a former ship captain a Naval Academy guy.
Right.
Right. And he has figured out a whole process by which a cruise ship or any ship should go about searching for people overboard.
Maybe this is where I heard about it.
But the truth is that one... Yeah, it's me. I did it. If you're relying on me for your facts.
I heard this somewhere.
Every once in a while, we should give this disclaimer. If you're relying on The Commercial Break for any information, you're a moron. We give no facts. Nothing we say here is true. Just make that assumption.
It's what we think is true at the time.
It's what we want to think is true because it's funnier that way. That's what it is. Don't give me no bullshit.
It flows.
Yeah, I just love. It's especially on YouTube. I just love when people are like, or someone leaves an Apple review. Dude, get your facts straight. Get my facts straight. That's not funny. Facts are not funny. That's the truth.
True.
That's a fact. The fact is, facts aren't funny. Okay. Now we know why we're all in this shit all together. There's been an epidemic of people just like jumping off cruise ships.
Okay.
Now maybe it's just being reported more frequently because it's kind of in vogue to like beat up on the cruise ship industry. But some lady was in a hot tub wrestling about with some other folks and the security came up to like, you know, get her out of the hot tub and tell her she couldn't be in the hot tub because she's acting like an idiot.
Yeah.
And they went to go lock her hands behind her so that they could zip tie her and she got away from them. This is on video. She got away from them and just jumped off the ship.
What in the actual
fuck? And then there was another guy, and apparently, like Brian, he was doing the late night, you know, walk around the reconnaissance, trying to figure out, you know, how boats
work.
With
your multiple cameras
tied
around your neck.
That's right. Taking photographs at every angle.
Your ring light.
Yeah. I've got like a DAT tape, you know, one of those reel-to-reel things. I'm just walking around with it. A big microphone. Get out of the shot. Get out of the shot. It's for my kids. It's for the children. You walk around those ships at night, and it's a little precarious. Like, the wind's whipping around. There's no one around you. Everything's slippery because they're washing the deck. You know, they're plowing the deck or whatever they call it.
Right.
Plowing the deck.
That's exactly the term for it.
Plow the deck. Get the winches.
Just washing off the deck. Spraying the deck.
No, they call it plowing the deck. That's what they call it. Turning the deck. Plowing the deck.
Is that a fact?
It's like that. Yes. Look it up. I dare you.
Call me. I dare you.
Call me. I dare you. All right. And what happens if I don't? What are you going to do? Okay, so guy's running around the top of the ship on his own, yeah. And then video camera caught him just like woo, just like jumping.
Jeez, did they find these people?
No, of course not. Because the truth is, no matter how hard a cruise ship tries to find somebody, a cruise ship can't find somebody. It's got to be
massive.
It's too massive. Now, there's like a figure eight that they can do to like look, but and they have all this complicated, like Nest technology that they use. Like,
I would be pissed if I was on a cruise too, and all of a sudden we're off schedule because some idiot jumped off. We're circling around in an eight.
Chrissy Hoadley, dial 1-800-EMPATHY for Chrissy Hoadley.
I normally have a lot of empathy.
I'd be pissed if I was late to Taco Maco at Cabo San Lucas because some fucknut decided to fall off a cruise ship.
Well, specifically jump.
Yeah. Let his children figure that one out.
Get a dinghy. Get a dinghy and let's move on.
No, that's what they do. Okay, they throw a smaller ship into the ocean, yes. Which is still not a small boat. And then they zip around with a big flashlight and they try. But, once you're in the ocean, it's so hard to see somebody. Yeah.
I mean, at night.
During the clear, crystal clear day with no waves, it would be hard to see somebody.
Yes.
Because the ocean is just like, it's illusional. It's a delusion like that. My guess is they fucking didn't like, they ate the food and they were like, 7 days of this? No way.
Maybe
I'll take my chances because some of that cruise ship food is bad.
I've never been on a cruise, so
you cook though. You're a cooker. You can cook.
I do. I love to cook.
So Astrid and I went down to this. I won't name the resort because I actually like it, so I'm not going to beat it up here on air. We went down to this all inclusive down to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
lovely place. Huge. Mm-hmm. They've got literally have a Fox Theater on the actual grounds.
Yeah.
And then they have hundreds of buildings that each have their own hotel rooms and different sizes and shapes. And ours had like a jacuzzi inside of the room.
Ours did too.
Oh, really?
I went to the Dominican.
I think we're probably talking about the same place. Yes. Hold on one second. Yeah, okay, And they have famous bands that go play there.
Yeah, it was a great resort.
It's a lovely, lovely place. However, the food is shite. It's shite. Like, we went to the...
Yeah, you have to pick and choose.
We went to the Japanese...
I just ordered bacon.
Yeah, that's why I had a lot of eggs and a lot of bacon. Yeah. Me too. Yeah. And then they had the ice cream shop, but the ice cream shop was like, I don't know where the ice cream was made. Yeah. I think people died because they didn't clean the... And every room had its own liquor dispenser cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So you just go up and press the button and you got liquor. It was crazy. And now I'm not a drinker, but had I been, I probably would have taken advantage. But anyway.
That's a good advantage.
I went to the Japanese restaurant.
Yeah, they have one of those.
Yeah, one of the, the hibachi.
Yes, hibachi.
And man, I'll tell you what, I've never seen such a shit show in my entire life as this hibachi. This guy's, it was obviously his first day of work. He was most definitely not Japanese. He was like a Dominican Republic guy. And we tipped him so well because he was just trying really hard. But I mean, he was so close to cutting his hand off, and then he was like throwing the eggs, but he like threw the whole egg and it like went across the room uncooked. And it landed. I mean, there were children were getting hurt. It was bad. Soy sauce was everywhere. Uh-huh. It was bad. Like, it gets so bad that the manager had to come over and like help divvy out the food.
Right.
My steak was not even close to cooked. And I'm not even sure what kind of steak that was.
No,
to be honest with
you. It's a different kind of steak.
Yeah, it's a different kind of steak. It's Dominican cow, which, is different than the American beef we eat here. But all of this is to say, and I'm also an extremely picky out eater. Now, I don't complain. Yeah. I'm not a complainer. But Astrid always knows that there's a 75% chance that wherever we go, I'm going to push food around my plate.
Okay.
Just pretending like I like it, right? Because I won't complain. I'm not going to complain to the chef, anybody at the table. I'm not that guy. But I'm really finicky about what I eat.
Yeah.
And now my son is starting to get some of these same tendencies.
Well, I think that's just a normal.
Well, so listen, you tell me if this is normal, okay? I mean, I think some of it's normal, and I think some of it's he's picking up on dad's habits too. Because the other day we got a pizza, and we get this pizza, and in the tomato sauce of the pizza there is oregano, like finely diced oregano. Every once in a while, you see a little black thing in your pizza sauce, right?
Yes.
Or a pasta sauce or whatever, and he's like, ah! And I'm like, what? He's pointing to the pizza and I'm like, it's pizza. And he's like, look, dad, look. And I'm like, what is it? And he's like, it's a bug. And I'm like, no, that's oregano. And he's like, no bug. And I'm like, no, oregano. It's part of the pizza sauce. Like you can eat it.
It's
part
herb.
Of the pizza sauce. Right. And so, and I'm like, son, just eat it. And he's like, no, dad, take it. And so I take the little black piece off and I'm like, there you go. It's fine. Right. And he's like, eh.
It was there. Eh.
So then I turn around for 2 seconds because the other kid is throwing, you know, meatballs across the room.
Right.
And I turn around for 2 seconds and I look and Matty's feeding the pizza to the dog. Blue is like eating the pizza. And I'm like, Matty, you can't feed the pizza to the dog. And he's like, bugs. And yeah, I'm like, no, it doesn't have bugs. If it does have bugs, why are you feeding it to the dog? On second thought, feed it to the dog.
Yeah. Blue will eat anything.
You know, I'm such a finicky eater, but I can't cook a fucking thing. Mm. I just cannot cook. That's not true. I can cook. Back in my day when I was a swinging single,
yeah,
I had a few go-to recipes.
You've got to.
A few go-to recipes that I could really impress mm-hmm. women with. One was a salmon type dish. I'd cook the salmon.
Yum.
One was a tuna steak type dish.
Ooh,
and then if you got me on the grill, I could probably cook you a really nice steak.
Nice.
Right?
Okay.
Now, this
like
was
pasta.
All... Yes. But this, what the most important part of the meal was the wine that we would drink before the
of
meal.
Of course.
Because the drunker we got, the better it
the
tasted.
The better it
yes,
tasted.
Right. No matter how it ended up. Because I was really just fucking guessing on all of it, yeah. Right? I was like, I don't have any...
Dash of this, splash of that.
Pour lemon juice on it. Lemon juice makes everything taste better, right? It's cayenne pepper. I remember when I, like, on a first date with my ex, she came over to the house. I got back from a long trip. We first met, we started dating, like 2 weeks after we started dating, I went across country for like a month.
Okay.
And 3 weeks a month. I came back and it was my birthday, or my birthday had just passed. And she cooks this like lamb chop, you know, the whole nine yards. This beautiful meal at my house, ready for me
nice.
When I get back. It was
okay.
Wonderful. It was delicious. Such a nice. So a couple weeks later, I decide I'm going to return the favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I buy some salmon. And I put it in the oven and we go do whatever we're gonna do. And we drink, and we put it in the oven and it's time to take it out, like whatever it is, 30 minutes later.
No, right? Not 30. You can't do 30 minutes with salmon.
I don't know how many minutes it was. But when we took it out, the salmon had like melted.
Yeah,
because I cooked it at 750 degrees for an hour.
Oh, God.
I mean, it was like,
yeah,
but it didn't burn. It just was like, it was like you could stick a fork in it and just pick it up entirely.
Just totally no moisture whatsoever.
Well, the problem was is that I bought maybe it wasn't salmon, but I bought it frozen and then I cooked it at 750 degrees.
Yeah.
So it was a piece of shit. So now I gleefully and happily hand all cooking responsibilities to my wife, who is Venezuelan, who makes wonderful food.
She's a fantastic cook.
She can take two ingredients, the only two ingredients that we have left in the fucking refrigerator.
That's
and
the
just,
way you can do.
Just do it up.
I know Jeff will be like, we have nothing in the house. I'm like, we've got plenty. Here, let me go.
Astrid's like, we got salt and apple. Two Xanax.
Rice.
We're good to go. Yeah, I got this. Don't worry. We're going to cook it up. And then everyone's happy. Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, that's delicious. How did you make that? She's like, I got the bottom of a bag of pretzels, some Trolls cereal, two eggs, and a lemon. I got this. You know, and it's like a 5-star meal. I'm like, wow, that's delicious. How did you do that? I can't even get mac and cheese right. I'm like pouring the powder into the boiling water.
Oh, no.
I'm just bad. This is bad. It's all bad. It makes me jealous for those who can cook.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
Yeah.
I wish I could. We have a few friends who are wonderful chefs.
Yes, we do.
Rachel.
Just have to spend a little time doing it.
I know. Mm-hmm. I wish I had the patience, the time, or the energy, or the effort to do it.
Yeah, I think
the
moment's passed on your time.
Yeah, I think I'm on the backside. I'm in my life midnight.
No, I'm just saying, I don't think you have any extra time right now with the kids, the podcast, the job, the life. Yeah, everything. Life.
Nothing. I'm lucky if I can be in between her neighboring needs, if you know what I mean. That means sex is going to happen! Go back and watch that Love Connection.
The audience just goes nuts.
Oh my God. They
for
go
anything
crazy.
Related to sex.
Yeah.
It's like just a tiny innuendo.
I know. They said, and then we move from the love seat to the couch. He's going to get his dick sucked. It's like they've never, ever been involved in a sexual activity.
I know.
So all of this food talk and all of this food stuff happening around the house made me think about something we had talked about a month ago, but I never went back to it. our dear friend and fantastic chef, Chef Boyardee, if you will.
That's a good one.
Chef Boyardee, Frank B. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Commercial Break. TCBpodcast.com. That's where you go to connect with Chrissy and I. You can find out more information about the two of us, listen to all the audio, or watch all the video all from one location. YouTube.com/The Commercial Break is the place to be if you want daily clips and full episodes 2 days after they release on your favorite audio platform. At The Commercial Break on Instagram and 661-237-8296. That's 661, the word best, the number 2, Y-O-Y-O. Give us a text message. Leave us a voicemail. Tell us how you feel about the show. Leave us content ideas, comments, questions, concerns. We'll take it all at 661-237-8296. Please do us a favor and leave us a comment and a review on your favorite podcast player. It's the only way the show grows, and we appreciate all those people who have done so lately. We're going to take a moment to tell you about our sponsors, and then we'll be back to this episode of The Commercial Break. If you've been listening to The Commercial Break for any period of time, then you've heard Chrissy and I talk about meditation. It's a practice and routine that I've kept up for about 25 years. And about 8 years ago, I was trolling through the App Store trying to find a meditation app for music. And what I found was Calm. I'm sure you've heard of this application. It's incredibly popular, and there's a great reason why. It helps to induce calm. The app does exactly what its name describes. Through guided meditation, through music, through soundscapes, through stories, sleep stories, and otherwise, and many other tools that are updated every single week. This is an application that at my household, we open up at least twice a day, because now my children love this app also. It's got an entire section for kids. It helps them with sleep stories, simple meditations, and soundscapes, and I couldn't be more excited about this. When it's time to go to bed, the kids ask for the Calm app because they want to hear the sleep stories from some of their favorite characters. And I use it for the guided meditation, the soundscapes, and sometimes the sleep stories when I'm having trouble getting to bed. This application is an incredible tool in my tool belt when I'm trying to de-stress in these incredibly stressful times. If you don't yet have this app, I want to give a gift to you from the good people at Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/commercial. Go to calm.com/commercial for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/commercial. Chrissy and I highly recommend this app. This is one of those things that Chrissy and I truly love. So go to calm.com/commercial. Get 40% off the Calm premium subscription. And thank you so much to Calm for becoming a sponsor of The Commercial Break.
Frankie B.
Frankie B. By the way, all dating content is now gone from his website.
It's
really? He has absolutely tuned that thing up into a fine machine of workout videos, travel review, cooking review, and occasionally how to get rich doing
sans-suites.
Yeah, sans-suites. Frankie B. is back, and he's better than ever, children. I want you to know that he's now a chef. That's what he's doing.
Oh, good.
He's doing cooking videos. I'll let him explain. I don't want to get too much into it. Let's turn on old Frankie. There he is. Look at that.
He looks like he's in the apartment showroom, like where the model.
Yeah.
Apartment.
Let's be honest. He's in a college dorm room.
Like, are you going to tour an apartment home when you go to the model?
Yeah. Meanwhile, as Chrissy pointed out, he's got a brown camouflage shirt on that matches the exact color of the cabinets. So he is blending right into the cabinets.
Yeah. He's got his hair curled.
He looks good.
He's tan.
He's good for 90.
He is tan.
That's how I want to look.
Tattooed.
Yeah, I love it. I think there's something attractive about a tan man. How do you think? You think I look good?
I think you should dial date.
Hey. By the way, I got busted the other day by my wife because she was watching me edit, or she was looking at me editing one of the videos, the YouTube videos, and I added like a filter that made us look more tan. She's like, Brian, you do not need a filter to look more tan. I look like those cabinets. It's a warm. It's called a warm filter.
I added the warm. Just warm filter. It up.
Yeah, I didn't want this. It's like warm a chill up, from the light, you know? It kind of takes away from my magic glow. All right, here he is, Frankie B, telling us. Well, let it
look. Chef Boyardee.
Chef Boyardee. Here we go.
Gentlemen, and for any ladies who happen to stumble across my men's channel, and why wouldn't you watch it, girls? I mean, I don't.
For any women that happen to be kidnapped, for any women. Welcome to Chef Boyardee's Frankie B's. Hey, if you're a chick, let your tits out. Don't worry about it.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Send your bras to Frankie B, P.O. Box 1245, Chicago College, care of my daughter.
Understand, you know, it's a very diverse channel. You know, you may like this content and you may turn on your.
What exactly is diverse about a white man always talking to himself about chicks? What exactly?
Yeah,
where did the diversity come in?
No, it does not.
Frankie, I think you nailed it. I think you got the definition wrong on that one.
Yeah.
Boyfriend, you may turn on your husband to it. You know, I built this channel in hopes to help guys.
I built this channel on blah, blah, blah.
It's over 50 to look great and feel better about themselves in grooming, fitness, fashion, and lifestyle. And I started doing a couple of healthy recipes, and you know what? I kind of like doing this video, so I'm going to sprinkle in
kinda
some of
like
these little recipes.
You know what? I've decided it's time to do something for me. I give a lot of myself to the world. It's time for me to do something for me.
I cooked a couple things. I liked them. So.
Chrissy, you're on. You're spot on when you say that. I spend my entire life dedicated to the improvement of others, and I decided if I'm going to, I want it. It's time for some me time.
It is
Chrissy.
Time for some Frankie time.
I'm going to relax. I'm going to let my belt out. I'm going to
let his hair down.
Eat
for
some
sure.
raw eggs and creatine. And I'm going to cook up something for the kids at home. And you know what?
Sprinkle in some of these little recipes.
Shut up, Brian.
These that are healthy recipes that are good for both men and women of all ages. And in today's recipe, this is a very diverse recipe because it can go
again. I've got some black pepper. I've got some white rice. I've got some lotus flower and an eggplant, if you know what I mean. It's a very diverse video. Recently, the people who produce my videos, my daughters, have told me I've got to diversify. I'm not even sure what that means, but here we go. It's a very diverse video.
Mm-hmm. Either way, it can go for a great lunch or it can go for a great snack. You know, we all want snacks, but you know, we find ourselves going in the fridge, okay, and now we're grabbing cheese.
He has a man bun, and he just opened up his refrigerator, and it's entirely full of bottled waters. You are right, Chrissy. You called this. He is in a showroom somewhere.
He's not even a model.
He's not even in his own home. He's at one of the salon suite kitchens. He opened up. Let's go back to the tail of the tape here.
It's
full of water.
It's full only water.
Yeah, there is a ketchup, I think, and water. Hey, look at that man bun.
He's got the man bun.
He looks like a samurai.
He does.
Well,
he's a samurai.
I decided to diversify this up. I am the samurai of all things fitness, fashion, fun, lifestyle, and grooming. And I'm about to make you an egg salad sandwich. It's a diverse recipe.
Grabbing cheese or we're grabbing a pudding, whatever. You know it. You're there. Whatever garbage you got in there, you're going to go to that first, you know.
Whatever garbage water you got in the fridge.
Whatever shit you got in the fridge. I'm about to make you a water. A water with a water you. Welcome to Chef Frankie B. Chef Boyardee. Chef Boyardee would like to welcome you to the restaurant. If you look on your menu tonight, we are serving water-fed water.
Grass-fed water.
Watercress on the top of a bed of water. We will also be having water steak with a water steak au jus. You're going to love it. It's delicious. It's all natural.
Yeah.
Would you like a straw with your water steak? Oh my God.
Hear this and keep it in the refrigerator because it's a great snack. So if you get that little craving.
Okay, just to give everybody a setup here, he's got a bowl. He's got a couple of very festive bowls. He probably got those in Mexico when he was out there at his Cancun resort.
Probably bought it at the hotel gift shop.
Yes, exactly. He's got some eggs in one.
Yep.
And possibly feta cheese.
Feta cheese or cottage. And that's not cottage cheese.
Yeah, some kind of maybe cheese or popcorn. I can't tell. And then there's a bowl. That's a display. It's oranges, lemons.
Oranges, lemons, avocado, and onions. Mm-hmm. Yeah, by the way, who puts their onions and their oranges together?
All right, reach in the fridge, grab this snack, or have it for lunch. So if you're ready, let's get into today's recipe.
Rocket. Frankie's got to start every video in his Corvette.
He just sped off and said, "Rocket!"
Wow, look at him! Lifestyle, fashion,
fitness.
Oh
yeah, pump it, Frankie.
Pump it! Oh.
Oh, hello. Did he get that woman's permission?
I don't know, Frank Bernardo. I don't know if he got that woman's permission, but that woman has a smoking hot body.
Does.
Yeah, I have a feeling that was just some girl in Mexico where he was like, "Hey, I'd like your bathing suit. Can I take a picture for my daughters?" Okay, now walk. Keep walking.
He is more of a healthy version of deviled eggs. Now, we all love deviled eggs. Mayonnaise, mustard, egg yolks, bacon.
Eggs.
His face.
I know. He's like, we all love deviled eggs. Bacon, ice cream, truffles, eggs. Oh, my God.
I mean, you could throw virtually anything in there. Besides the protein, you know, in the egg, the rest of it is downright, you know, unhealthy for you. And the preface of this video is I want...
Yeah, what's unhealthy about mustard? It's got zero calories. Yeah, I think it's got negative calories. That and semen are the only two things that have negative calories. By the way, who's cooking deviled... It's like he's like doing a cooking class about deviled egg. Boil egg, add mustard. It's done. I mean, how hard is that?
All you guys out there.
I know. I discovered this on my way to Mars. On my way to finding a more efficient nuclear fission, I discovered
deviled
eggs. Let me go into my water cabinet here and bring out some eggs.
To make it a habit of working out daily. And when you work out daily, you also have to eat good daily. Hand in hand, harmony. The two work great together.
Hand in hand and harmony.
Very
cook
diverse.
Some nice deviled eggs with Frankie B.
It's very diverse.
That's what I'm saying. Remember that song?
Yes.
Like, ebony and ivory. Together we're all in harmony. Of course, there's the Saturday Night Live version, which I will not repeat here, but look up Ebony and Ivory Saturday Night Live if you want a good laugh.
Can't do one without the other. So this is a different recipe with deviled eggs. Only
you
it's going to be tuna
you
salsa.
You sneaky son of a bitch, Frankie.
You put the devil in deviled eggs.
You are going to have viewership's going to go through the roof with this one. You're going to be a star, Frankie. Keep coming up with these creative recipes. Deviled eggs. I want you to do tortillas and salsa next. And after that, little bread soldiers. You know, the kind your mom used to make with butter. If you get that right, kid, we're going to the top. Nothing's going to stop us.
Food Network's calling.
Food Network's on the way.
An avocado deviled eggs. Now, if you saw my last video, I did the romaine lettuce wraps, and I had tuna, avocado, and salsa in that. All right. I'm on an avocado and salsa kick, okay? I always eat it.
I just got back from Cancun.
And nothing tastes better than me. Avocado and salsa for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Deviled eggs. My cereal's got avocado and salsa on it. Now, let me show you how.
Well, my first two recipes that I'm going to share with you, it's comprised...
Look
at his face. I know.
Hi-ya! He's a ninja, I'm telling you.
He is a ninja. He's a food ninja.
He's a deviled egg ninja.
He's getting very excited.
Yes.
He's eyeing the avocado.
I know. He's like, I see you, avocado. I'm going to destroy you with my mouth.
Oh, my God.
Mostly avocados and salsa. So, let me show you the ingredients.
Dude, an avocado salsa deviled egg.
Oh, wow. Well, what great camera work.
Look at that ring.
Yeah, what is that ring? What did you do? Did you knock up a football player? I mean, what is that, a Super Bowl ring? Is that your high school Letterman ring? What is that?
It's huge.
Yeah. I swear to God, if that's a high school ring, I'm going to...
Please let it be a high school
ring. Huggy, I'm going to find him and give him a hug. I just want to give him a hug.
Please let it
What happened is he grabbed the camera and now he's showing you the action. Before it was like a head-on shot and you could see the counter with the stuff on it. But now he's up top, like he took grab the camera and he's looking down into the bowls.
The bowl of salsa.
Yeah, none of which looks appetizing. I just got to be honest. That salsa came straight out of a can.
Yes, it did.
Or he made it himself by dicing up tomatoes and putting them in a bowl.
Salsa, yum yum tuna. Our hard-boiled eggs. We got our avocados. And another thing here.
Touching
clementines, guys.
What's that?
He's touching them weird.
I know.
He's touching the avocados weirdly. He's grabbing at them.
Called 1-900-944-6211 and dial 1 for avocados, 2 for clementines, 3 for onion.
I know there's a lot of sugar, you know, in the clementine, but honestly, you know, don't go overboard on this. This is another, you know, real good snack, and I'll snack on maybe just...
There's only one person in the world that I know that can opine about clementines for 3.5 minutes.
Overboard, yeah. Don't go overboard.
Listen, don't go overboard, okay? I've seen some people OD on clementine super easy. It's not called the clementine, by the way. What are those little oranges?
What?
They're not clementines.
I mean, there are clementines.
They're
tangerines. Small little oranges.
Yeah.
Cuties.
Cuties. I've seen people overdose on cuties, and it's not good. Not good. Fall flat out in the gym. Jen, I go, hey, man, where you? Come back to me. And he's like, what did you have today? More clementines? Are you on the clementines again, Jim? clementine. Oh, man.
Three of these throughout the days because, you know what, everybody thinks, oh, my God, you know, fruit, it's so good for you. But there's a lot of sugar in there, so you got to watch it. You know the routine. Obviously, we're just going to crack up our eggs.
Obviously. Okay, Frankie.
Yeah, hey, Frankie, this is the part when you fast forward through the egg cracking. You don't need to actually show every egg being cracked. Yeah. But he will.
Yeah, he will. He's setting them up.
All right, we're just going to start out with two. I don't need to be making...
Thank God.
You know, 35 of these things. Usually, I'll make about a half a dozen at a time, put them in the refrigerator, put Saran wrap over it, and then maybe...
I know, the shell's flying off his hands. He's like...
And he's got a black counter, so it's showing it.
I know. It's not his black counter, though.
No, it's the apartment.
It's the black counter from the local plumbing showroom downstairs in his building.
You know, twice a day, I'll grab an egg, maybe two. And if for lunch, I'll probably eat six of them, okay? Because
mow down on some deviled eggs.
If it's lunchtime, all the eggs are dead. Look out, eggs. I'm chewing on six, seven, 12 at a time.
Let me get back to the fact that he's making the deviled eggs with avocado. Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Salsa. Getting in there.
Yeah.
Tuna. Definitely not.
No.
I have not heard of this combination for a deviled egg.
Those are two really bad smelling things put together. I can deal with one at a time, but and they both taste good by themselves. But tuna and and hard-boiled eggs? Come on, Frankie.
Tuna,
that's just gross.
Avocado, salsa.
Salsa. Ugh.
Like tuna salsa.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I don't know. Even deviled eggs and avocado. I mean, I guess avocado, okay.
You could do it in the mix. But
yeah, I wouldn't put any salsa in there.
No,
I really
definitely
wouldn't.
No salsa.
Mm-mm.
Bing, you're getting your...
You might as well put Doritos microwavable cheese on top of it.
Yeah.
You know that Doritos, or not the Doritos, the Tostitos cheese?
Yeah, the liquid cheese.
Yeah, liquid cheese that you buy at the gas station.
Yeah.
And you can literally eat it like that. I think you and I used to buy those all the time.
I think we did too.
Good fats from the avocado. You know, the salsa, it's just pepper, jalapeno pepper, tomatoes, an onion, and you're getting, you know, great protein, which are...
Don't worry about actually cooking in this actual cooking video.
Right.
I know. He's like, everything's already put together. So this is me, Frankie B, signing out. He didn't even cook anything. What's he cooking?
Tuna. So it's a killer lunch. So super easy. You know the deal with deviled eggs. We're just going to chop them open and I get rid of the yolks. Obviously, we do not want yolks.
We do not yolks.
We do not eat
Stay
yolks.
Stay away from the yolks.
Kill the baby chickens. Don't eat them.
Oh my God. He is like really a nut.
Meat is murder.
All right. Get this done.
No, he's not eating it for the fat content.
You know, a lot of people don't think about taking, you know, the yolks.
No, because you mix it up.
Yeah, because that's a fucking deviled egg. Now you're just having hard-boiled salsa. That's what you're having. Hard-boiled tuna salsa, I might add.
Yes.
Welcome to Senior Frogs. Would you like some tableside salsa service? Oh, yeah, that sounds great. Bring that on up. What would you like? Tuna? Tuna? Would you like some peanuts in your salsa? Cotton candy? You tell me. Cotton candy? If you haven't tried it, you're going to love it.
Hard-boiled eggs is what I'd like.
Yeah, I'd like some hard-boiled eggs with my salsa, please, sir.
The tortillas for me.
Yeah.
I'll take some, just the hard-boiled eggs.
I'll do another
shells.
Margarita, thanks, yeah.
I even in the morning, you know, I'll eat anywhere from 4 to 6 egg whites every morning, and then I do a, you know, protein shake too.
This
so I
house
get a lot
is
of,
smelling
a,
delicious.
A lot of protein.
Oh yeah, tuna and hard-boiled eggs
every day.
God, he's ready for a first date.
But you know, there's a lot of cholesterol, and there's a lot of extra calories, you know, in the yolks, and you're so used to eating them with that you feel you're missing something when you just eat egg whites. But trust me, you should just eat egg whites and get rid of the yolks. You don't need
the
extra
cabinet
fat.
Door behind you.
Yeah, could you close the cabinet door, change up the camera angle, and put some good lighting on your face? Because this whole thing is a hot mess from beginning to end.
It really is.
It's a cooking video with no cooking. He's giving us a lecture on every ingredient that is actually not an ingredient
Clementine,
at all.
Clementines, yeah. 4 of them a day. Egg yolk.
You got to be real careful with these clementines. They'll sneak up on you.
Look straight
it's
to
like
your
it's
ass.
Fentanyl, yeah.
Need the extra cholesterol. Okay, we got our eggs done.
Okay.
Now it's just a matter of
meshing. Like, it's the tiniest cutting board I've ever seen.
Yeah, he's got the tiniest cutting board. He
he's
didn't.
Got the eggs
he didn't come
good.
Anywhere close to taking out all the yolk. It's a big hot mess. I mean, it's like I think most chefs who cook on TV for a living would be appalled by what's going on here. Yes.
Ingredients, not a big deal. We're gonna cut up our avocados.
We're literally gonna cut these avocados in half and put them on top of the egg.
Yeah, I mean, how is he making this?
Watch, this is the old slice trick. There you go, slice and dice.
A little spoon. spoon them out. These are a little, I'm having a hard time finding ripe avocados. That's always the war, you know, when you go to the store. You want it that day.
That's why he's got his camouflage shirt on.
You're going the front door, I'll go in the back. V formation, 2x2. You call me when you get on and boots on the ground. Let's find ripe potatoes to go, 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 go. I'm in aisle 14. It's a bloodbath. There's clementines everywhere.
I have a ripe avocado over here. Quick.
Get off.
I'm going to throw it.
Sarge, it's more serious than I thought. There's clementines everywhere. this calls. I'm going to have to go nuclear on this one. Let's microwave the avocados right in their husk. We're going to have to go to Whole Foods, boys. Roll out.
The war every time.
Frankie.
You know, it's only maybe, with me, maybe 40% that I'm actually going to get avocados that I can eat that day. Sometimes you go in, they're hard as rocks. They're like bocce balls. And then other times you go in, they're very...
They're like my balls. They're soft and flowy. It's like 40% of the time. I got a spreadsheet. I can see Frankie at the house like building a spreadsheet. Yes.
Today I went and got avocados hard.
Yeah, store entries versus avocados realized. Meanwhile, his phone's ringing off the hook with angry Salon Suite customers. You told me it would run itself. So I'm working on some calculations over here. I'll get back to you, Bob.
Ripe, they're overripe, they're mushy, and they're garbage, and, you know, that's not going to work. So we chop up our avocado, mash it up real good. So.
That's a terrible mash.
Because there's not a lot of room
in
the eggs. Okay, so you gotta get this avocado pretty, you know, almost to the point where it's a little bit whippy. Normally, I like.
I don't know about you, Chrissy, but I think he's destined for television chef stardom.
Yes, seems like. I mean, anyone would want him.
What is that? Celebrity Chef Off or whatever it is. What is that?
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef.
Yes. He should absolutely compete.
Oh my God! Please, somebody that listens to us, be a part of the Food Network, like station of like family of stations, and please, somebody, just get like I would love to see. You know what I'd love to see? I'd love to see a triple D, a Divers Dive, whatever that is, Drivers, Dine-ins, and Dive on Frankie B.
Oh,
Stop by one of his Salon Suites because that's where he's recording this, and get that guy guide.
Yeah, he's in like a Salon kitchen.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
a little bit more chunky, you know, because I like the taste of it. I don't like whippy avocado. I always like it just a little
whippy
bit chunky.
Avocado.
Oh, you want strong, masculine avocado.
No,
you want
a wimpy avocado.
Yeah, like you almost like the texture of a hard penis. That's what I say. I had to go to war for these. I want them to taste good.
Just gonna add in our salsa.
Oh my God.
Okay, like so. You're gonna have to play with how much salsa you
mix
in with your avocado.
With avocado at the restaurant.
No, it's not coos.
They're separate.
Yeah, they're separate. It's two different distinct flavors.
Yes.
Hate people who like go mixing their pico de gallo, which is just really bad salsa on top of their guacamole.
Yes. That's what he's doing.
I mean, some people like a lot. You know, I like it like, you know, 50-50 on that. Nice consistency. And then guess what? Super easy.
Can you imagine what it's...
He just mixed guacamole with salsa.
And now you're about to throw in canned tuna on top of it. Can you only imagine what it's like to live with this guy? Like, you actually have to listen to this every day. Yeah. Hey, honey, come down. I want to show you how I make my deviled eggs. She's like got a gun to her head. She's like, I don't know. I don't know if I could do this one more day.
Oh.
Hey, honey, come down. I'm going to show you my brand new tip on how to keep your hair full and fluffy into your 70s.
Just throw in the tuna. Ooh, when you take the tuna out of the can, again, you want to mash up this tuna. You want to get it fine. Because when it comes out of the can.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Like it was already bad, but then the tuna.
Yeah, you're mashing the
can. It's chunky. And again, you know, look at the cavity that we got in the eggs. It's there's hardly nothing there.
The cavity.
The cavity.
Yeah, we got the egg.
Who uses that language to describe the hole in an egg? The cavity. It's gross.
Oh my God.
Hey, honey, open up your legs. I want to check out your cavity.
Jeez.
Right. Honey, I'm going to go down on you into your cavity. Right. Right. Can I stick my pizzle in your cavity? It's called a pudenda. Pudenda.
So everything's got to be chopped up fine. Okay, we got our tuna. Mix it up real nice.
That looks disgusting.
It looks disgusting, and I'm not even sure what the egg is just serving as a vehicle
it
to
is.
Get to your mouth. You might as well eat it with a fork.
Spoon
it. Yeah.
Yeah, spoon.
Yeah, the egg serves no purpose whatsoever.
No.
It's a boiled egg white. Yeah, that you took entirely too much time to crack and fiddle with. Now it all looks just disgusting.
That's a cavity.
Yeah.
Okay. And again, all these are quick. You know, get up in the morning before you go to work, grab a pot, boil water, throw in your eggs, 10 minutes, it's done. Do a dozen. Put them right back in the carton.
Stop yelling at me. Chop up the tomatoes, salsa, jalapenos. Get your water out. Take a sip. 10 minutes.
Get your can opener, your tuna.
Break open your eggs. Get your can opener, your tuna. Run down to the Whole Foods. Look for some ripe avocados. Get an onion. Slice it up. Slice and dice. Before you know it, it's 12:30 in the afternoon, and you've missed an entire day of work at the Salon Suite. That's my way. That's the Frankie B way. The Frankie B method to sales and success.
Yeah, you missed your whole morning.
Spend 3 hours making a snack that takes you 3 minutes to eat. But don't worry, throw a couple in the fridge. Wake up tomorrow, do it all over again. Monday through Friday, you're great. You'll be energized and ready to go. Trust me, you'll be hungry by the time these things are
right.
Done. Nothing about this.
It's so awful.
I am drooling. I'm laughing so hard.
By the time you're done, you'll be hungry.
Nothing.
Just pop a few in your mouth.
Yeah, just pop a few in your mouth while you're making the next round. Easy recipe. 3 to 12 days and you'll have 6 of these bad boys ready to go. Don't be afraid to nibble out a clementine or two anyway, but be careful. These things sneak up on you.
Looking straight to your hips after the third one.
Meanwhile, it took Frankie 30 minutes to explain how to make this.
And he had the ingredients out.
Yeah, it was
too.
All prepared before he did it. Jesus.
In the refrigerator, they'll last you a good week and a half, easily.
Ooh,
like a little.
Now I don't know the other way.
Salt avocado does not last a week and a half anywhere.
No way.
No. What are you talking about? And tuna from a can? I would eat that within 5 minutes of opening.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do
exactly.
Not listen to Frankie.
I made some good tuna fish last night. Ate it right away.
Yeah, of
you
course.
Eat it quick.
Yeah. Frankie's going to give you sepsis along with a great snack idea.
Shake it. What was that?
Garlic salt. This is the mean. This is the big ingredient
the good stuff
right here.
Too, like
I'm telling you.
Publix
I love
brand.
Garlic salt.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about the brand because who knows? Maybe they'll advertise. But you know the brand with the red label and the red top. You know what I'm talking about? A dollar for any spice that's probably not even the real spice.
My girlfriend don't like it too much. And it's just a touch of regular
salt. Don't like it too much.
Garlic salt is not something I would put on in salsa and it's all
he's
too
gone,
much.
He's gone off the rails.
Yeah. He's like me. He's just throwing shit in a ball and hoping that it turns out okay.
Salt freak. All right. And again, we're going to mix that up.
Mix it.
So.
Why don't you just throw it all in together, Frankie? He's saying mixing, but he's just stabbing his fork. Yeah. I think somebody ought to teach Frankie the mixing motion.
Right.
First of all. Second of all, you could have just thrown this all in at the same time and then mixed it up once instead of, I don't get it, but anyway.
Okay. How nice is that? You
it
can
looks
just
disgusting.
Eat this.
It
looks absolutely disgusting. Looks like a horse.
How nice is that?
It looks like a horse just shit out.
Yes. Some avocado.
A bale of hay. If you're into that,
check out his video.
Check out the video. I'll put a link in the description.
You know, just right here. Right out of the bowl. It's fantastic.
Yeah, why? Yeah.
Okay, again, excuse my mess. I'm not taking the time to clean up between every single take over here. It's just a matter
He's talking directly to the girl who's his girlfriend filming it. I'm not taking my time to clean up after every mess, to negotiate every conversation, to stop cheating on my girlfriend. I'm not doing that, okay? It's a man's world. But if you stop by my channel, stick around. You're going to love it.
I always use forks. I'm not a spoon guy. It's just a matter of spooning.
I'm not a spoon guy.
It's just a matter of spooning.
Spoons remind me of vaginas, which I call cavities.
Paddle your tuna.
Oh,
and your
my
egg.
God, Chrissy.
Okay. That's so gross.
Look at that. Look at that. Is that
he's
is
not
that
even like
totally
trying to garnish
incredible?
It with anything. That's
yeah,
out the
no,
window.
No, it's totally incredible that you came up with this awful recipe and you think somebody wants to eat it. That's what's totally awful.
Oh, God.
Look at that. Beautiful. Damn there. Do one more. I mean, I'm going to enjoy.
Oh, even the okay. sound of it sounds.
I know.
Guys, the name of the game is soup. Get yourself in a habit of making recipes. I know everybody is always using the excuse, you ain't got time. You got time. You got time, you know, to run out
you
to the bar with your buddies. I got time for
you've got a can.
Take it out of your children's soccer game, dropping them off at school. Forget about it. You got time. You're just making excuses like my kid has to go to the doctor or my wife broke her leg.
I have to go to work.
It's war out there. Have you been to a Whole Foods lately? Good luck finding a ripe banana. Make the time.
I do it all the time. You make time for what's important in your life.
And meanwhile, while he can't ever sit still while he's talking, he's just like me, by the way. I do this too. So while he's talking, he's got the fork in his hand that's full of tuna, and it's just flying everywhere. It's like,
He's got the egg in the other hand.
I know.
Eating is very important, especially.
He's just throwing the food everywhere. He's got no idea.
Older guys, us older guys, our organs are getting older. Our bodies are getting older. We're breaking down every day. So if you don't feed and fuel that
This tuna avocado is going to build you back up like you were 22 again. Rock hard erections, nocturnal emissions. Run a 440 in 10 seconds. I'm telling you guys, these tuna fish cavities are what you need.
Throw a few clementines and you're done.
So take the next 12 to 15 hours and make yourself four of them.
You're going to age. You're going to age hard and you're going to age fast once you get, you know, into your 50s and 60s. Wouldn't it be nice to slow down the process? All right. It's working out and eating healthy. Is this like freaky incredible?
No, it looks like you shit
it's
on an egg.
It's freaky bad.
Yeah, it looks like diarrhea on an egg.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
You will love it. If you enjoy today's recipe, I would appreciate it if you hit the like button and subscribe to my channel. For all of you who are watching.
Oh, I subscribed months ago, Frankie. And it's it's changed my life.
Oh my God.
Man,
I was actually a little hungry before we started the show,
not
but now
anymore.
I'm not. No.
Yeah, nope. I have no interest in eating.
Nope.
I told you, I'm a finicky eater. I'm never going to eat again after watching Frankie with a mouthful of turd give a French kiss while he's talking, food just spitting out of his mouth.
He did.
I know. You got to check out Frank. We do love you, Frank.
Yes,
we do love you.
Yes, we
have so much fun with you, but we do love you. I have a suspicion that you're watching. I kind of feel like, you're watching. Point. We know. We put a few of the pieces of the puzzle together, but we love you, Frankie. Keep them coming. The dating ones, too. Those are our favorite. Don't let those go, man. That's your bread and butter.
Yeah.
That's your bread and butter. Those were your most watched videos. Don't stop doing that. That's my favorite. Well, I don't know what else to say. Chef Boy RB does it again.
He does it again.
He took 12 hours to make a snack he ate in 2 seconds.
He's branching out, too, into cooking now, and cooking, I don't know.
Fitness, I don't know. I think like the dating videos better, but, you know.
I think I might just want to see a workout. Maybe goes to different machines in the gym.
He has a couple of those. The problem are it's the noise. It's so noisy that
there's
it's not
barbells
great. Yeah.
Banging around in there.
Yeah. I haven't been through every single workout video because I find them to be the least interesting of Frankie B, but I'll see if I can find one that we can use. Hey, guys, I want to thank everybody who has been so attentively paying attention to our sponsors and visiting their websites and buying their products. We are hearing great feedback. So thank you very much. You're doing it. You're doing it, and that means we get to continue to do more content for you for free. Three
this
days a
good
week.
Good stuff.
What's that?
This good stuff.
Yeah, who doesn't want this?
Avocado tuna recipes? Yeah. Boom.
If you paid Calm $49.99, you get shit like this. But seriously, thank you. Go to our website for our sponsor specialized URLs and codes, or you can check the show notes. 661-237-8296. 661, the word best, the number 2, YOYO. Hit us up. Comments, questions, concerns. We'll take it all. If you want to be on the show, let us know. At The Commercial Break on Instagram, youtube.com/The Commercial Break. And of course, TCB Podcast for all the audio and the video. Keep on using those sponsors, URLs, and codes. Chrissy, I think that's all we can do today.
I think that's it, Brian.
Well, I guess I love you.
I love you.
And I guess I love you all there. Best to you, Chrissy.
Best to you, Brian.
Best to you out there in the podcast universe. Until next time, we always say, we do say, we must say, bye.